The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning. I'm Janice Valentino, your host. Thank you for joining me today on the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. You are listening to us on WTBQ Radio, radio worth listening to. Well, November is traditionally the month that we celebrate thankfulness and gratefulness, and our veterans as well with Veterans Day. But November is also National Hospice and Palliative Care Awareness Month. And today I'm very pleased to have our president and CEO of Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties, and my boss, Mr. Dan Grady. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Janice.
How are
you? Hello, everyone. Doing well.
Good, good. I'm really excited that you're on the show today because as it is November, it's something that we know, of course, and that is that it's National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. But a lot of people out there don't know that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Dan, we're coming on 33 years, just about, of providing hospice care to our communities in Orange and Sullivan Counties. We were established in 1988. Is that right?
That's right. We, you know, I feel, you talk about feeling grateful, your time of gratitude. I'm grateful that, you know, I was able to become part of this wonderful organization. It was a grassroots movement founded by originally three or four nurses from the old Orange County Community College, Middletown campus, and then grew to a board of directors and then volunteers that went out and saw people. And I was hired in 1988, and we then hired some medical staff and were able to receive certification as a hospice service under the Medicare program. Of course, we can provide care to people who need us from all different payer sources. And hospice also provides care regardless of ability to pay. But we are also grateful for down through the years, we've been privileged to be asked into our community members' homes and lives as we provide hospice care to our terminally ill neighbors and their families. We get to go in and see the beautiful care that's given, and we're able to go in and assist. And oftentimes our caregivers come back and talk about being honored to be walking with these families during this very special time because they see the love and the care with which they provide for their loved ones. And I'm happy to tell you that even though we started small with just a few people back in 1988, I think in the first year we served maybe 39 people from August until December. We've added it up, and we'll be serving our 25,000th patient sometime in the next few weeks. And this year alone, we'll probably be serving about 1,700 people, patients and families, throughout Orange and Sullivan counties. And that's about half of all the people who die in both counties. So, we're very grateful to be able to be your community hospice.
Yes, that's right. We are. We are the hospice of Orange and Sullivan, and we've been taking care of patients and families for so long. And not only, of course, the care that they get when they're on the program, but a lot of people are aware that we also provide bereavement support.
Correct.
That is done, of course, through our bereavement social work department. Mm-hmm. And we have these, well, we did certainly have all of these support groups all over Orange and into Sullivan counties, but now, right now, we're doing things a little differently, aren't we?
Yes, we're doing more Zoom support and support that way, but, you know, this too shall pass, and eventually we'll be able to bring back everything to the community as we've done for many years now. The wonderful staff we have has made it through. You know, we work with some exceptional people who had dealt with this COVID problem and still managed to provide care to already 1,000 people in Orange and Sullivan County this year.
Yes.
And, you know, I would like to, you know, mention one of the grateful, you know, things I'm very grateful for is, you know, this year our hospice was ranked not only as one of the top 10 hospice providers in the state of New York, for the second year in a row, we've been ranked by our families, by a group that does statistics for over 1,000 hospices in the nation. We were honored as being among the top 20 hospices and the top 20% of hospices nationwide.
Yes.
And this is as measured by responses from the people we served, the family members. So I think I'd have to talk about our staff and our volunteers who are out there on a daily basis providing, not only the medical support people pretty much assume with hospice, but also the emotional and the spiritual support that our chaplains and our social workers provide with the volunteers assistant each and every day. So a wonderful.
It is. It's incredible. The amount of work and the kind of work that our organization does each and every day. It's a calling, and we often say that when we're talking to each other, and that it is definitely a calling. You need to really understand and accept end of life and be able to go out there and support those who need it.
But yes. I would say that people, when they call us, they don't have to understand. They just, you know, maybe confusion. We're told to come talk to hospice. And, you know, our job simply to be there with you, walk with you, and help you have the best possible today.
Absolutely.
You know, we're there. And, you know, if you're thinking about hospice or been told that it might be something you need to think about for a loved one, you know, the question is, who do you turn to? And the answer is Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. And I'm sure you'll give all the contact information, but, you know, it's your local hospice. We've served probably, we're in our third or fourth family members and many, many families, and our second and third generation even.
Yes, yes.
Unfortunately, because that means some people were served very young. You know, we serve anybody with a terminal illness of any age, any diagnosis, and, we do it 95% of the time with the family in their own home, and then, of course, we also provide hospice care in nursing homes, group homes, sometimes in hospitals when things get intense, and in our wonderful Kaplan Family Hospice Residence, which was established by us in 2006 and mm-hmm. is currently serving 11 people today as we speak here in Newburgh. And
yes.
It's just a wonderful ability for people that don't have place or a family that's close by. So we have to cover all the bases. And
right, right. But of course, most of the care that we give across our two counties is given in the home because,
right.
You know, most people want to be at home at the end of
right.
life. They want to be
right.
in the comforts of where they have lived because the fact of the matter is that hospice is about the quality of life. And
right.
a lot of people, you know, they don't think about hospice in that way. But we are about life. We're about making every day a better day, making memories. Memories are very, very right. important, and they matter.
And not only for the patient, but we're there for the family. You know, often there's a lot of stress. Our job is to get in there and provide the plan of care, provide the equipment, provide all the pharmaceuticals, have them delivered, and reduce the level of stress they have. We have, you know, 24/7. We serve people from, you know, Newburgh to Roscoe, from Tuxedo to Grahamsville, anywhere in any town in Orange or Sullivan County, and it's quite a big area. So, you know, we have nine very dedicated on-call nurses that go out, you know, when need be at night.
But, yes, we do.
You know, we're able to, you know, most in an overwhelming majority of cases, we're able to work with the family to allow them to keep their loved one at home, you know, with us enabling them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I want to just give out some information before we go to our break. For those of you who really want to find out what hospice is about, your hospice, please go to hospiceoforange.com. You can find us on Facebook as well, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan, or you can call 845-561-6111, and you can find out whatever it is that you need. Just know that we are here for you every day. We will help guide you through it. We will be back in a moment.
Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties has provided specialized end-of-life care in our communities for over 30 years. Today, we encourage you to consider hospice as a career opportunity. Join us as we support patients and families with the highest quality end-of-life care. Careers at Hospice of Orange and Sullivan include RNs, LPNs, licensed home health aides, and administrative positions. We support our benefited employees with medical, dental, vision, flexible spending accounts, a company-funded health reimbursement plan, 403B retirement plan with robust paid time off, and sick days. A career with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan is a calling that will enhance your life as much as it does our patients and families. Please visit hospiceoforange.com or visit our Facebook page, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan, providing care, comfort, dignity, and respect. A new career awaits you at hospiceoforange.com.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Join me and my guests every Monday on the Roundtable at 9 a.m. AM 1110, 93.5 FM, WTBQ. WTBQ.
Welcome back. This is Janice Valentino, and you're listening to the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties on WTBQ. With me is my boss for a very long time now, almost 13 years, and president and CEO of Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County since 1988, Mr. Dan Grady. So, Dan, we are back, and again, I thank you for coming on our show this November.
Thank you to everybody listening.
Oh, absolutely. Dan, you know what I really wanted to talk about? And I know it's hard for us to talk about this, but I think that people, you know, really need to understand that we are a non-for-profit hospice. And there are a lot of hospices out there that are for-profit, but we are a non-profit. And so we rely on donations. And we are very, very fortunate that I believe because of the care that we give each and every day, many, many times families will ask for memorial donations to be made to hospice in memory of their loved one. We rely on those donations and we appreciate everyone that we get. But this has been a difficult year for all nonprofits, certainly not just us. You know, we really understand the struggle that's been out there. Most of all of the events that we're so used to either going or supporting were literally taken away this year.
Yes, they were.
Weren't they? It's hard to believe. Literally, 2 weeks before our Hospice Spring Gala that we normally have the last Saturday of March every year, we had to cancel it. And so these are things that we're all dealing with, our hospice, of course. So we had to cancel our Spring Gala. We ended up having to cancel our golf outing. And so these are special events that help bring monies to us to keep our programs going. We're very, very grateful that our holiday tree of life, though, will continue this year, although it's going to be very, very different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This year, we'll have the, you know, there will be trees, but most of the action with the Tree of Life is going to be via mail, as usual, but also now it can be done as a virtual online experience by going online and in purchasing the ornaments, if you would.
Right.
And then you can send these like electronic cards, for lack of a better word, and to the person you honored or to the family member of the one you remembered.
So right.
It's the same exact idea. It's just hopefully, we're going to be running this a little longer because, as you said, we didn't have two events. And that really is kind of drawing down the donated income we would have had this year.
Right.
The donated income, I should mention, goes to, you know, helping us do the things that aren't normally reimbursed by anybody, the bereavement services, and also the care we give at the hospice residence is above and beyond what the reimbursement is.
Absolutely.
And there's so few of them because it's so cost intensive. There's very few hospice residences. I don't know if most of your listeners realize that, you know, in the Hudson Valley, there's only two. Westchester doesn't have a residence, even though it's like five times our size.
Yes.
Neither does Putnam, neither does Dutchess, and neither does Ulster. It's only Rockland and Orange. And we run the one in Orange. And it's, a wonderful asset for the community because we can provide care for people who don't have families close by or don't have adequate home arrangements. But in essence, this is something that we didn't have until 2006, and yet it's not something that's reimbursed. So mostly the community, I'm happy to tell you, has been making up the difference every year since we started back in 2006.
Yes, yes. And if any of our listeners have never seen our residence or happen to visit a loved one or a friend there, you can go to our website, hospiceoforange.com, and you could take a video tour and see the photos of the residence. It's an absolutely beautiful residence. It's an 11-bed facility. It literally becomes the patient and the family's home for as long as they're going to be there. And it's really just a remarkable place that we are so, so blessed to be able to provide here in our communities.
And that's a great point, Janice. You can go right in on the website and just take a look at it. There's pictures.
Right, there are pictures there. And you can also see the other services and support that we give to our community. One of the things that we're doing that I really would like to let people know about is that we're doing a virtual seminar called Coping Through the Holidays. It's online
right.
encouragement for difficult times. Now, normally we would do in-person support groups because everything now has to be virtual. We have the technology now to put together this wonderful seminar, and it is now posted on our website. And if you go to hospiceoforange.com and you look at our homepage, you will actually see a banner that says Coping Through the Holidays virtual seminar, and you click that and it'll take you right to the page where that seminar is. So you could visit that page and watch that seminar at any time. You can stop it, you can start it, whatever is good for you. But it is there, and it is there for the people in our community and beyond who just need a little support during this upcoming holiday season, especially those who have certainly lost a loved one this past year. It's been very, very difficult.
Yes, it has.
We have, yes. Yes, it has. So many people have lost loved ones that they certainly weren't expecting to. And it's just put a lot of families in a very, very difficult place. But we are here to support them. We always have
right.
been, and we will continue to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit, because Thanksgiving will be here before we know it. And what happens, of course, is now is the time that we're starting to get together with our families. And although maybe the group will not be as large, because we still have to be very, very cautious of social distancing and really...
Or it'll be virtual.
Exactly. Limiting you know, how many people, or it will be virtual. We'll be
right.
Zooming, maybe, and things like that. But one of the things is that I like to say during this time, it's time to talk turkey, okay? And, you know, when people say, well, let's talk turkey, it means let's start talking about some things that we really need to talk about. And what that is, really, is knowing your options when it comes to end-of-life care. Holiday time is when we're going to see those that we love, and we're going to be talking to those that we love. And it's important, especially now, I think, more important than ever, that we let our loved ones, and we know from our loved ones what they want, and let them know what we want when it comes to the end of life. That's something that we certainly encourage everyone to really talk about and really know what it is
but actually we can go, there's a thing called the New York State Healthcare Proxy, and you can write down with a couple of witnesses what you want done for yourself, and you can have your family members do it too. It's something that can be accessed. Janice, how would you access it?
Yes. Well, we have a wonderful resource page on our website. So you would go to hospiceoforange.com, and you would go to our resources tab, and you will find everything that you need there. You could get a, you can download a wonderful document called The Five Wishes, which kind of explains, it gives the family members an idea of how to bring it up and to pretty much ask maybe just five simple questions to a loved one or for you to answer yourself. What you see or how you would like to be cared for at the end of life, especially if you can't make those decisions for yourself. So that's the one thing that I think that we want to leave everyone with today. Be grateful. Be thankful for the life that we have, for those that we love that are near and dear to us. But let us all be aware that we never know, right, when we're not going to have that loved one with us. And we want to make sure that whatever it is that we do it with them in mind, and we do it with the support that the family is going to need. And Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties is that support. So, Dan, thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you.
I just want to say, everyone, thank you for joining the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Please, if you need to call us, it's 845-561-6111. Our website is hospiceoforange.com. I'm Janice Valentino, and as always, remember that in this life, there are no mistakes, just lessons to be learned. Let us all learn well together. Stay well.